UCT's Graduate School of Business is hosting a Women in Business conference on Friday. And one of the people who will be presenting at that conference is Makoma Lekalakala, who is a director at Earthlife Africa. Makoma, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, and good afternoon to your listeners.
Talk me through, please, what caused you to make this your life's work, the sort of beginnings of an environmental consciousness in you, which you then wanted to translate into a profession and a vocation?
Yes, I think one thing that is important is environmental justice. And environmental justice says it's a concept that denotes that everyone has good right to be part of decision-making processes regarding what's happening around them, and also that you have to do whatever you do and do no harm to the environment and the people. And this is my basic message to the conference on Friday of environmental injustice. You can't have business, you can't have jobs in a bad planet. So it's quite important that as you conduct your business, you look into the sustainability issues, you look into doing no harm to the environment so that your business can flourish.
And, I mean, is this something that you grew up with? Did you grow up in an environment where that kind of injustice was obvious to you?
Yes, I grew up in Soweto, and I became a social justice activist. And as I've been active, then I was introduced to environmental justice issues. And at that time, that's when I learned more about the soil chemicals issue in KZN, where there was toxic waste being dumped next to where people live. And as that case went through, then I learned more about environmental justice. And with the electricity crisis in Soweto, where people's electricity were being cut off, and that's when I deepened my understanding of environmental justice. And that is when I learned about the different ways of generating electricity and also finding out about the externalities of the current business as usual of generating electricity through coal and learning about the dangers of nuclear energy. And then committed myself to say, if this business as usual of generating electricity, it's not low cost, it has got a negative externalized cost, then something has got to be done. And I'm an advocate for investment in low carbon, in the low carbon energy. And I'm vouching that the renewable energy is the energy of the future, and this is what South Africa should invest more in because of less externalized costs and also less cost to people on tariffs.
I think it's that is starting to happen, but it's probably happening in many cases not as a response to environmental injustice, but as a response to Eskom's inefficiency. People are turning to renewable sources of energy, many of them because they can't rely on Eskom to supply them with coal-fired electricity the way that perhaps you could 10 years ago.
It's both ways. If you understand how Eskom generates electricity, they generate electricity through coal, and that coal has been, the coal-fired power stations are all concentrated in the Highveld area, and the coal mines are in the Highveld area. So in the Highveld area, there's health impact to the people that live there. So as people begin to understand the negative impact of coal-fired power stations and the high concentration of pollution, and also its drain mineage, and that Eskom uses a lot of water, I think that's another reason. But the other reason, which is a major reason that the country also has committed themselves to, is to reducing greenhouse gas emissions. And that's exactly why it is quite important, because climate change is a threat to all humanity. It's a threat to the Earth and the planet. And I think both ways, whether Eskom's mismanagement, but also that Eskom has got no political will to invest more in renewable energy technology to produce clean electricity, though the government has made commitments internationally to reduce greenhouse gas emissions.
Thank you very much. One of the guests at the Women in Business Conference hosted by the University of Cape Town's Graduate School of Business this coming Friday. Makoma Lekalalaka, I beg your pardon, Lekalalaka. That's very embarrassing for me. A director at Earth Life Africa. Sorry about that.